I mean, one of the strands then of my life has been writing, and in particular, I guess I started with my novel Poinciana, which was based on, it was fiction, but it was based on some true incidents and some traumatic incidents that happened to me in my life in a period that I was living overseas in New Caledonia. And I didn't write that book until about 15 years after the events. And for me, it, and after I'd finished writing it, you know, it was an achievement just to get it to, you know, publication. And it actually was shortlisted for a Commonwealth Prize, so that was nice too. But it was actually the, I suppose, the act of writing it and putting it together and putting a story together that had a narrative and that, you know, explored aspects that clearly were, you know, trotting around in my subconscious was quite a health, a beneficial process, I'd say. So I guess that got me thinking about why is writing healthy or therapeutic? Well, and is it? You know, for some people it may not be. And in fact, when you look at the literature, it's true. There's a strong literature in the benefits of writing, but it's a certain kind of writing that is beneficial. Some writing is not so beneficial if it's just a pouring out, a venting, and there's no kind of order or sort of structure to it, sometimes that can be counterproductive. So it's actually examining what it is about writing that is going to be beneficial. Yeah, and I guess there's some similarities between counselling and writing in that sense, that counselling, when people come and tell a story, in a way they're putting things together and giving some structure to their experiences that is helpful.
So that's positive psychology.
Yeah, it touches on positive psychology, certainly, yes. Just, I guess, it's not just about reframing negative life experiences. I guess it is about telling a story and getting a sort of a structure, giving it structure. So that it's actually, I think what the research says is that you can then compartmentalise it a bit, you know, more easily. It's got a little place in your brain, so you don't have to spend time worrying about it. It's there, you know. So I found that quite fascinating. You know, some of the research that says, well, poets, you know, because their writing is less perhaps structured and a bit kind of diffuse, you know, they actually have poorer mental health outcomes and then writers that have a strong narrative in their writing.
I think any angst teen who took to the pad and pen to write poems during moments of distress would understand that, because poetry sort of lends itself to that times in our lives.
And there is an advantage, you know, we all recognise that advantage of the sort of catharsis of getting it out. And but if you don't do anything with it, sometimes that's sort of like opening up a wound that doesn't actually, you know, kind of have a resolution, you know, and that can leave people feeling a bit vulnerable, just a bit the way that, you know, you go to a counsellor and you might sort of open up your story, but perhaps you don't get any resolution, or you don't actually feel you've been heard, or, you know, there might be a number of reasons why it might not be beneficial just one session. So there's some strong parallels, and I suppose I was, you know, I'm curious to look into the literature of that. But I guess the other strand is that I teach fiction writing through TAFE-SA, and that covers all the aspects of fiction writing, such as character and, you know, mood and atmosphere and tone and setting and those kinds of things. So there's sort of a couple of strands, I suppose, to this workshop. It's kind of trying to put it all together.
Your own life has had some very interesting landscapes, from, you know, early family holidays on Kangaroo Island.
Yeah, you got that from the...
from your website.
Yeah. Yes, that was, I guess, the inspiration for the first little effort that I put out, which was... the Gone Fishing novel is just a junior reader, and based on, yeah, I guess family. Again, fictionalised family stories, you know, trying to catch a fish and never quite achieving it. But also within that, the sort of blended family angst and stress that can happen when you're trying to have a happy family holiday together and doesn't quite work out that way.
What about your time in England as a young girl?
Oh, gosh. Well, I suppose that's going back a long way. just a couple of years, but I suppose it gave us the opportunity to travel, and you know, I suppose that love of traveling and being away from home and being able to sort of reflect back about home when you're away from home. I've got a son who's got the same bug, you know, he's off in Japan, you know, helping with the volunteer effort, and he sends me an email saying, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to settle when I come home. So I guess that kind of experience is, you know, it's a strong experience if you have that when you're a child and enjoy it, you know, and it gives you the love of travel and other cultures and exploration and curiosity, I think. Yeah.
And living in a country such as New Caledonia must have opened your eyes to, you know, a very different world, the expats, the people, you know, the native people.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And I suppose it was sort of trying to put that all together because it was quite confronting, you know, being there in a fairly politically hot sort of time when there were independence claims and there were isolated, horrible attacks and hostage takings and, you know, sort of uncomfortable tensions in the country, and trying to put that all together and understand it. And so that was, I suppose, a big part of the novel that I wrote too, was trying to kind of make a story out of that, you know, a sensible story out of it. Yeah. It's not always easy. You can't always pull the strands together and, you know, make them all fit. But people try, you know. That's what we try and do as human beings, I guess. Yeah.
Now, you were invited back a few years ago to speak in New Caledonia as a guest speaker. Is it Salon International du Livre Océan?
Well done. Yes, that was very exciting. It was a gathering of, yeah, oceanic writers, I suppose, and because I'd had a novel set in New Caledonia, and I guess there are not very many others, fiction novels set in New Caledonia, I got on the list. But it was fantastic because we spent 4 or 5 days in the company of people from, you know, Tahiti and Fiji. John Katea was there. And, you know, it was very exciting. So a chance to do a bit of that cross-Pacific, you know, interconnection.
Which would be very different, I suppose, to when you are able to focus completely on your writing. Like, I understand you began your second novel at the Varuna Writers' Centre in the Blue Mountains, which we hear such lovely things about.
Yes. I mean, that was a very luxurious time, I guess, just having this time and space to write, and, you know, I'm kind of fettered by family obligations and having to cook dinner and all those kinds of things. So, that's a very kind of hotly, you know, what's the word? Writers just
envy.
That envy, exactly, that opportunity. So that was a great experience. And it's ongoing, you know, the writing never really sort of stops, and you never really, you know, there's the writing, then there's the editing. So the two different processes.